Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this your boy Drummer Boy, aka B Boy Fresh, and I'm here to tell you to get your music now, live on the Music Hype Beast. We beneficial. Hey, yeah, boy.
Hey, good people, what's up and what's happening? It's your girl, Lajay, baby. Your favorite power podcast host from the Dream Hustle Win podcast with that OAI Radio Network, honey. Y'all know the one that hosts over 100,000 monthly network visitors, baby. Now, we got a treat for you today. Now, your girl has experienced some technical difficulties. I don't know what's been going on, but my line has been crazy today. But we do got a treat for y'all. We got somebody that got some history behind everything that he's doing. You know what I'm saying? He has been eye to eye with some of the greats. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to go ahead and introduce my man here, the DJ, Mr. Green Guy. How you doing, my man?
Oh, what's going on? What's going on? How's everything over that way?
Look, right now, we untangled, and we good for the moment.
is explicit language okay on these frequency airways, or I got to keep it clean on here?
I mean, keep it to a bare minimum. I don't want to be dropping too many of them Jones. You know what I'm saying? But it is radio. You know what I'm saying? It is internet radio. You feel me? So we can drop a couple of them, but let's not just be boom going in. You feel me? Now, we're going to jump right into it because I got a chance to listen to your Jones Street, Dream Street thing. You know what I'm saying? It's on the jump. Like, you had me off of that. When you stay high, stay humble. When you stay low, be hopeful. Like, that right there set off the whole tone for the track, you know what I'm saying? But for the pack that ain't heard it, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself and tell them a little bit about that joint right there.
Oh, yeah, okay. Hey, everybody. You know, for those of y'all who know me, welcome back. Stay tuned. For those of y'all that don't, I'm from the East Coast, but I live in South Central L.A. now. And been doing the music thing for 20 years. I've just got a lot of new music with Life or Death Empire, part of the Life or Death Empire label. I'm working with King Assassin, Paul Solo, Bob King, and a lot of other known artists. But for the longest, I've been working with unknown artists, part of the SOA radio movement. SOA stands for Self-Owned Artists. And basically, if you own the rights to your own stuff, you are SOA. And I've been doing SOA Radio, hosting that for almost 12 years now. We are on season 11, episode number 35. And so we've been, you know, I've just been blessed to be part of a music movement this long. And I'll thank you for letting me have some time on your show.
No doubt. Now, you got a lot going on, you know what I'm saying? You got DJ Green Guy Radio playing on Pandora. You also got, you know, the Street Dream Street thing playing on Broad Jam, Pandora, and a bunch of other places. Like, how do you stay so focused with all of this going on, you know what I'm saying, and keep de-stressed? Because when you got a lot going on like this and when, you know, the background like yours and people want you to get back into the game, sometimes it can be overwhelming, you feel me? And you get so stressed out. Like, how do you keep everything on the level and how do you stay from being so stressed?
Well, lucky for me, I live in the legal Mary J. world where Mary J. is legal, so I don't stress. I go to the dispensary that's licensed, so I don't get to go to jail if they raid it, you know what I'm saying? And I just cop me some legal Mary J. at high premium prices, and then I go home and smoke it. You know what I mean? I prefer sativa. I'm rare, because most people in my hood like indica. But I prefer sativa because, you know, it makes me creative, more creative. It helps me expand my mind. And really, stress don't happen to me, you know. I sleep good, I eat good, and I try to keep everyone in my family happy. And, you know, with that there, and you know you're blessed, you can hardly be stressed when you're this blessed. You know what I'm saying? So I just stay motivated, stay active, and try not to let nothing really stress me out, you know. But times will get tough for everybody, you know. But that's why when you stay low, you got to be hopeful. You know what I'm saying? Like you were saying earlier, you know, when you stay high, try to be humble. Don't get too high. Don't get too low, you know, and then you'll be all right.
No doubt, no doubt. Now, I know me and you have had a chance to talk, you know, before the interview, you know what I'm saying? I was able to get, you know, a little bit more background on you, get familiar with your joint, you know what I'm saying? But you actually have a very interesting past with some very interesting people. Like, why don't you go ahead and brag on that real quick? You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, we were talking before about my friend DJ King Assassin had talked me into coming back to the studio and blessing the mic again. I had stepped away from making new music for a little while, and I was just going to be a DJ and just do the radio personality thing and just do that. And King Assassin remembered me from my old days. I used to be signed to a label, part of Sony, called Mad Flavor. And under my old name, Mad Flavor Entertainment still own that old name, so I'm not going to say it no more. You know, I don't own that brand, so I decided I'm going to re-release some of those songs and just change my name so that they can't come after me for the rights. So I did that, changed the name to Green DJ Green Guy, and released some of my old stuff, and it didn't go unnoticed, you know, because King Assassin said, you know what, I'm coming out with this movie. The movie's the Machiavelli movie, and it's a documentary. It's called The Pockumentary. It's about Tupac and people who knew him, and they're telling his story and so on and so forth. So you can check that out on IMDb. If you go to djgreenguy.com, there's a link to it on there. You know, all my links are there. But, yeah, he said, I want you to be on the soundtrack. And so I thought to myself, well, if I'm going to be going back to the studio for a project like that, I don't want to just put anything down. I want to put something down that Tupac would do if he was still alive, if he was still here. I want to do something like that. So that's what made me do a track about police brutality. And both of my sons are black, too. So, you know, I'm a white guy, but my wife's black. So the world going to see my son. They ain't going to know, you know. And so with that there, I said, you know what? I think I should speak on this police brutality thing, you know. And
yeah, for real.
I just got home, so my family's tripping right now. You can hear my dog in the background. All right, Jeff. All right. It's a madhouse. You understand me? Okay.
Yo,
okay.
Okay.
Don't hurt
that.
Each other.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. He been missing you.
What's
like the
up,
game
son?
Been missing you. But for all my people out there that's listening and listening, man, I need y'all to check my boy out on that Twitter.com/DJGreenGuy. You know what I'm saying? Hop on over to that Instagram.com at DJ Green Guy. Check him out on Spotify. You can definitely check my boy out at DJ Green Guy on that YouTube. He got a lot of things going on. He got information. He got music. He got, you know, personal things from himself. You know what I'm saying? So you don't want to miss this out. You don't want to miss none of this. And how do we know you're not there? And how do we know you do there? If you don't comment. So I need all my people to like, stream, download everything my boy got going on. You feel me? Follow him. He will follow you back one more time. DJ Green Guy on that Twitter.com. DJ Green Guy on that Instagram.com. You feel me? Get with my boy. He's doing some big things. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's up? What's next for you in this game? Like, we didn't hear, you know what I'm saying, your past, what you stand for, you know what I'm saying, which is noble. I feel like a lot of the young cats out here need to be hearing these type of messages that you're trying to put out right now. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a lot of other agendas that are being pushed. But, like, what's next up for you? Like, what's in the plan?
Well, actually, you know, I got another song in the works about police brutality. I mean, we released Hands Up, Don't Shoot as the first single off the Machiavelli soundtrack about a year ago on Halloween. So it's been out for a while. It's got over 100,000 streams on Spotify. It's doing okay. on YouTube and other places like that. It's on the Pandora, like you had mentioned, the Pandora channel. But Boss Solo and I decided to do another one, you know, because, you know, there's plenty to talk about on that topic. So we got a song called 100 Shots. It's by Boss Solo featuring me, so I'm really on his track there. But, yeah, that one's in the works. It's probably going to come out soon. Not sure when. But that one's in the works. I just released a whole album under Life or Death Empire last month in July. The whole album there.
Okay,
with,
okay.
It's got this song, the single that we're talking about, Street Dreams, Street Fame on there, the clean version. And then it's got a remix to Hands Up, Don't Shoot with a friend of mine from Alabama on there as well, Shadow. He did a really good job on it too. Gave a different perspective. He said something nobody said on any of these. He said Black Lives Matter, and I think it was well done the way he said it. People really need to be aware of these things. But everything that we do, we try to do party stuff. So there's plenty of party stuff on the album, but we always have a good message at least one time with one of the tracks on there. And so that's what we do. You know, we want to give y'all food for thought. We get y'all thinking, and we want to satisfy that part of your brain. We're not just giving you feel good music, party music, which is the other stuff that we do, but you know, gotta speak on these topics because the world is not going to change until we talk about these things.
Right.
Yeah.
Most definitely. I love everything you got going on because you have such a strong message, you know what I'm saying? And the way you talk about it, you're very confident, which says to me, you know what I'm saying, that you mean what you're talking about. Because most cats like to say it and say it looks good for one or two tracks, and you know what I'm saying, that's just about it because that's not who they are. But you can tell that this runs deep in you, you know what I'm saying? And I really appreciate the fact that you're even on here, you know what I'm saying, and sharing with us. Because we don't have a lot of people that run through like this. Feel me?
Yeah, it's not enough of it. And that's why I have a lot of respect for Rhyme Scheme, because he's got a lot of songs that are like that, and Boss Solo. And I was really happy that they both agreed to get on Hands Up, Don't Shoot. You know, and I got a lot of respect for the people I have collabed with, because I've always done tracks with people that keep these things in mind, because this gift that we have shouldn't be wasted on just party stuff, just syrup sipping party stuff. We gotta be helping our listeners build them up. I'm not gonna just send you to a spot where you're gonna get yourself in trouble. I'm gonna help build you up. I'm gonna help you get your mindset to $1 million mindset, help you become successful in life and make everybody grateful they got a chance to meet you. Like, that's what I'm trying to do.
Right.
Help build people up. Help people feel good about themselves and help people feel like they're doing the right thing. So that's why I try to surround myself with people like that, artists like that.
I dig it. I definitely dig it. I'm definitely loving it. For all my people out there listening, I'm going to throw it to you one more time to leave it on your mind. Can you check my boy out at that Instagram.com/DJ Green Guy. You need to check him out, my man. Twitter.com/DJ Green Guy. Follow him. He will follow you back. My boy got a bunch of things going on. So you definitely will not get sick and tired of him. You feel me? Now, you know your girl's a small fish in a big pond. And after this, that's his regularly scheduled program. So we only got a little bit of time to promote the best, honey. So I want to thank you for coming on and blessing me on the Dream Hustle Win podcast. You know what I'm saying? Like, your presence is definitely felt. We definitely going to be checking it out, making sure your streams is crazy. You know what I'm saying? I'm definitely supporting.
I appreciate that, and have a wonderful weekend, and thank you for having me on.
Yes, yes, no doubt. People out there, again, check him out on all social media outlets, the DJ Green Guy. He definitely got some things to say. Now, from your girl, Jay, we don't have to say deuces for now. Thank all the sponsors for allowing us to do what we do when we do what we do, baby. We're going to catch all of y'all on the flip side. We out.